have a cat, sometimes he would pull at the door, to try and get in, and that's what sort of I don't go into deep sleep, so that's what sort of woke me up. And when I got up, smoke was coming through the bottom of the front door. So I realized then that something was going on. So what happened was I went to open the front door to try and get out, but I had the curtain drawn. And when I went to pull the curtain was on fire, and that's where I got the burn from.
It came back and hit your arm then.
Come back and hit my arm.
You're bandaged now,
Yeah.
right up to the elbow.
Yeah. Because I couldn't get out through the front door with the fire going, and I couldn't get in here, because if I had opened this door, this would have went up. So I went back into the bedroom, and I keep the mobile in the bedroom, so I dialed 999. And they said to me, can you get out the back? And I said, no, I can't. And they said to me, well, can you climb out through the window? And my window's only open so far, and I couldn't get out the window. By this stage, the smoke was starting to come through the bedroom window, underneath the bedroom door. And all he kept saying to me was, keep the bedroom window open, keep the bedroom window open. Two fire engines arrived, and then the ambulance came. Blood pressure had went up, burning the arm, forehead, eyebrows singed, hair singed.
What was going through your mind when you're trapped in the bedroom? You can't get out the front because of the fire, you can't get out the back because of the fire, and the smoke was coming under the door.
That I was going to be suffocated with the smoke. Rather than the fire, I was more scared of the smoke. And I knew I couldn't climb out through the window. And there was nobody out there for, at that time in the morning to get me any kind of help. So that's all I was afraid of, was that I was going to be overcome by smoke.
You must have been terrified.
I was petrified.
Would you class this as an arson attack?
Well, the way I look at it is that to me it was attempted murder, because there was only one person in the house and it was me. This was somebody deliberately putting something through the letterbox, knowing that there was only one person in the house. And that's all it can be called as is attempted murder.
Have you any idea why somebody would target you like this?
No. No. None whatsoever.
How long have you lived here then?
Nearly 14 years.
And never anything like this?
No, never.
What do you think of the people who did this, who came so close to seriously or fatally injuring you?
Cowardly. That they can't come to the door and face me if they've got a problem. Why not wrap the door and speak to me, or do something like that rather than try to burn me out? I've lived here 14 years. I couldn't even tell you who the name of the next door neighbor. I keep myself to myself. I don't really bother with anybody. They're cards. And that's all there is to it. It's really has hit me now what could have happened, because I usually sleep in the back bed. I sleep in the back bedroom because I'm a very, very light sleeper, and there's an awful lot of noise goes back and forward there. And if I had been sleeping in the back bedroom, I wouldn't have been here today, because it just would have went right through the house, and that would have been the end of it.
It sounds like you are just very lucky to be sitting here today, able to tell your story.
Yes, very, very lucky. Very lucky that it was just a burn and shock. And fear. at first I said I would sell, I was going to sell the house, but you know, I'm not moving. I'm definitely not moving.
Although you, as you say, you have been left in fear, you're not going to let it force you to leave your home?
No. I won't let it do it. No, there's no way. I've put too much money, too much effort into this house for to let some cowardly person who can't show their face to me put me out of my own home that I've worked hard for.